I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. At least 18 aid workers, including an American woman, have been detained in Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman tells reporters that the staff were inviting people to join Christianity. Shahnaz Ibrahimi, a Heart for Iran partner, says Taliban governance allows no room for the gospel.
Since 2 years ago, a Taliban took over the country, life being miserable for all the people, especially for believers.
Soon after its 2021 takeover, the Taliban announced that there were no Christians in Afghanistan. But the Lord had other plans.
The Lord spoke to my heart, I will give you new harvest. And I can see the new harvest more than before even. The Taliban came and they put the rules, all this stuff. People is accepting more than before Jesus Christ.
And it's been over a week since a 6.8 magnitude earthquake killed more than 3,000 people in Morocco. Now, Transworld Radio is in the quake zone offering encouragement through scripture on SD cards. Morocco is very hard ground to sow the gospel, yet Moroccans need Jesus Christ now more than ever. TWR's Arabic Ministries Director Brother N says,
you cannot really bring hope to a lady who have lost a child or a husband or a loved one by your own strength. You need the work of the Holy Spirit. You need the word of God, the word of truth to speak to people. So our role is just to make this word of God available to them in such situations, in a language, in a context that they can really understand and listen. And ultimately, those true seekers will respond.
Ask God to continue supplying TWR's resources for this ministry. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from November 5th through the 19th. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.